Every parent wants to know that they're doing things right when it comes to their family's health and well-being. It's not always an easy task, but we'll be discussing some of the ways that a family can find overall health and wellness on the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A mom who really wants the very best for her family asked this question of us. How can I help my family develop a healthier lifestyle? We have young children, and I'd like to do everything I can during these early years to encourage everyone in the house, mom, dad, and kids, to develop habits that will give us many long, healthy, happy days together. Can you provide me with any helpful tips? The fact that you're even thinking in these terms at this early stage of your family's life is a hopeful sign. Intentionality is an important and often overlooked ingredient of good health. Here are some questions designed to give you a heads up about several areas of your daily life that could have serious impact on your family's health. What's the quality of your fuel? The human body needs a steady supply of high-quality nutrients to build, maintain, and repair itself, and to provide energy for millions of critical metabolic reactions. When planning your family's menu, you should be thinking about such things as the number of calories you're consuming each day, the actual nutrients contained in the foods you eat, check the package labels, the proportions of protein, fat, and carbohydrates in your daily intake, and the importance of eating breakfast and including sufficient amounts of fruits and vegetables in your diet. Are you carrying too much or too little fat storage? By far the most common and most serious nutritional problem in developed countries is the tendency to consume too much food. To confront this threat effectively, know your body mass index, BMI, and find out whether it constitutes a danger to your health. Do you exercise regularly? This often requires deliberate effort and planning in our sedentary society, but the rewards in terms of long-term health, energy, and alertness are well worth the investment. You, your spouse, and your children should be doing some kind of physical exercise at least 5 days a week. Do you ingest any substances that could wreck your health and shorten your life? Tobacco, alcohol, illegal drugs, excessive amounts of prescription medications, they all present serious threats to long-term health and the overall quality of your family's daily life. The dangers of addiction are obvious, but even smaller doses of these substances can have seriously damaging effects on both body and mind. How is your emotional health? Many physical symptoms have roots in emotional problems. It's important, then, to take steps to ensure that your family's life is kept on an even mental and emotional keel. Are you living a balanced lifestyle? Are your relationships healthy or toxic? Do you feel anxious, depressed, or stressed out much of the time? The answers to questions like these can provide important keys to the maintenance of good overall health. How is your spiritual health? Something similar can be said about your spiritual condition. A strong personal faith that affects your outlook on life, directs your daily choices, and brings you comfort, peace, and joy can have a measurable impact on your physical health. Do you play it safe, or do you take chances with your life and health? Don't run unnecessary risks. Stay current with immunizations and medical checkups. Don't neglect basic safety measures around the house and in the car. Do you and your spouse enjoy a healthy sex life? Safe and fulfilling sex is a crucial component to a stable marriage, and a strong marriage is the nucleus of a healthy home. Do you feel as though you get enough sleep most nights? Do you have trouble falling or staying asleep? Do you know how many hours of sleep you or your children need each night? We spend roughly a third of our life sleeping, and the quality of the sleep we get is a vital component of good health. We hope that these questions have given you some food for thought and that you'll take the necessary steps in adjusting your family's lifestyle to make improvements where needed. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.